So let's review. The previous Mishnah taught the halacha of chatzi loy shemen l'toida. The lach meitoida required only a half a leg of oil. And the Braisa cites a machlokes in the source of this halacha. Elazar ben Azariah holds it's a halacha l'mishnah misinai. While Rabbi Akiva says it is derived from the pasuk of lach meitoida that states, v'hikav al zevach ha-toida chalis matzis balulis b'shemen v'rikike matzis meshuchem b'shemen v'soilis merbechas chalis balulis b'shemen. The pasuk repeats the word b'shemen 3 times, and all are superfluous because ilu lo nemer b'shemen kol ikar ha'yisoyimah harayikah kol manachas leik. Even if the pasuk had not mentioned b'shemen even once, we would have assumed that the lach meitoida are like a standard mincha, of which the minimum amount is a leik shemen. Therefore, the first 2 words b'shemen are a ribu achar ribu, 2 inclusive words, and ve'im ribu achar ribu el lamait. Whenever an inclusive word is repeated twice, the second word comes to exclude, and therefore, for lach meitoida, only a chatzi loig is required. And the third word b'shemen, the revucha, comes to teach that the chatzi loig is not distributed evenly between the 3 types of bread, but rather, maybe chatzi loig shemen v'chitzeyu, chatzi l'chalas u'l'rekikin v'chatzi l'revicha. The chatzi loig is split into 2 parts, each a revis haloig. 1 revis haloig for 2 types of bread, the chalas and rekikin, and the other revis haloig for the 3rd type, the revucha. The previous Mishnah cited machlokes regarding the halacha of baloig hayimoydid l'chala menachis. In standard menachis that have an isaron of flour, 1 leg oil is required. The chacham hold a fill of mincha shel samach isaron noisin l'samach loig. For every isaron of flour, a loig is required, and therefore in the mincha with the maximum of 60 isaron, 60 leg shemen is required, because the pasuk of Mitzrayim on these states v'isaron seilus echad bolul b'shemen l'mincha b'loig shemen. We apply the word v'isaron to loig shemen to teach al isaron shaton loig. For every sarin flour, a loig is required. While Reb Lezer ben Yaakov holds, a fila mincha shal samach yisarin, ein la ela loiga. For every mincha, a loig is required. And even in a mincha of 60 yisarin, only 1 loig shemen is required, because we apply the word le mincha to loig shemen, to teach al mincha shetoin loig. Every mincha requires a loig. The Mishnah continues with the minchas nesachim that contained larger amounts of oil. Shisha lepar, v'arba la'ayel, v'shleish lekeves. Niski par required 6 loig of shemen v'yayin, Niski al required 4 loig, and Niski keves required 3 loig. And the Gemara explains, we know that a hin is equivalent to 12 loig, because the pasuk of Shemna Mishchas states, shemen zayis hin, and then states, shemen mishchas kodesh yeh zeh li l'derisechem. Zeh, b'gematria, tresahavim. The numerical value of the word zeh equals 12. And the pasuk of Musaf Rish Chodesh states, v'niskeim chatzia hin yeh lapar, v'shlishas hin la'ayil, or visa hin lekeves. A par requires a half a hin, which is 6 leg. An al requires a third of a hin, which is 4 leg. And a kevis requires a quarter of a hin, which is 3 leg. The Mishnah concludes with the halacha of shleisha mechtz l'menorah chatzi leg l'chol ner. The 7 lamps of the menorah required a total of 3.5 leg oil, a half a leg for each lamp. We know this from the pasuk of hadlakas ha-menorah in Parshat Tetzava, which states, yarech oisei aron avonav mi'erev ad beker. The words me'erev ad beker teach, ten la midasa shetei delekets v'leches me'erev ad beker. The menorah requires the amount of oil that will burn from night until morning, and the Chacham figured out that a chatzi loig is enough even for the long winter nights of Chodesh Teves. Zok the Mishnah, Ma'arva niski parm b'niski elim, niski kvasim b'niski kvasim, shal yachid b'shal tzibur, shal yom b'shal emesh. The wine of niski par may be mixed with the wine of a niski isle, and the wine of niski kevis may be mixed with the wine of another kevis, regardless of whether one was for an individual carbon and the other for a public carbon, or one was for a carbon of the current day and the other for a carbon of the previous day. However, the wine of niski kevis may not be mixed with the wine of niski par v'ayle. I think Mark explains that the Mishnah's halach applies in the case of loy hukdur b'loy nis'arvur salasim. The michlas nesachim, the flour and oil of the 2 karbanas, were still intact and were not mixed together. And even so, ma'arvin niske parm v'niske elim. The yain nesachim, the wine of parm v'elim, may be mixed together liketchilu, because Rashi explains, mishum d'bli los and shava. Since both menachas have the same consistency of 1 leg shemen per 2 isaron seilus, there's no concern for dilmi asili aruvi seilus b'shemen, that if we allow him to mix the wine, he might also mix the flour and oil of the 2 minchas nesachim together, because even if they were mixed, they're still kosher. However, im arvin niske kvasim b'niske parm v'elim, the yain of kvasim with the yain of parm v'elim may not be mixed together like a tchila, because shezub li lasa ava v'zub li lasa raka. Since the flour and oil of these 2 menachas have different consistencies, the niske par is thick like a dough, because it has only 2 leg shemen per 1 isaron and seilus, while the niske kevis is a looser batter, because they have 3 leg shemen per 1 isaron and seilus, there's a concern for dilma asi l'rubi seilus v'shemen, that one will come to also mix the 2 minchas nesachim together, and then they become possible, because the hein boiler zumizu, the mincha of the par absorbs some shemen from the mincha of the kevis. The Mishnah continues, however, v'imbalan el b'fnei atzman ve'el b'fnei atzman v'nesarvuk sher. But the Eved, if the Seilis v'shemen of the Par and Keves were initially mixed separately, and then they got mixed together, they're kosher. And once that happened, the yain of these two karbanos may be mixed together, even like a tchila. However, imat shalei balal, pasul. If before the Seilis v'shemen of each were mixed, the Seilis v'shemen of the Par and the Seilis v'shemen of the Keves were mixed together, they're pasul because shezub l'lasa ava, v'zub l'lasa raka, v'hem boiler zumizu. Mish continues, HaKeves haba'a mo'imer, ava b'sha mechase kefula, l'hoyu nesachiv kefulam. The Minchas HaOmer was accompanied by a Keves La'ila and Minchas Nesachim, in which the amount of flour was doubled, two Israelis instead of one, but the amount of Yain was not doubled, and was the standard Revi'ah Sahin three leg, as the Pasuk states. Vasisim Uyem HaNifchim Es HaOmer, Keves Tam Men Shnas La'il Hashem, Uminchas Eshnei Esreinim, V'niske Yain Revi'ah Sahin. Uminchas Eshnei Esreinim teaches that a double amount of flour is required, and V'niske Yain Revi'ah Sahin teaches that the standard amount of wine is required. And Shemen Nami Revius, and the oil is also only the standard amount, because Ksiv Viniska Vikarinan Viniskai. The word is written Viniska with the letter He, Beloshen Nekeva, but the word is pronounced Viniskai with the letter Vav, Beloshen Zachar. And this creates a Hekesh, a comparison from Niska de Mincha, the oil inside the Mincha, to Niskai de Yain, the wine. My Yain Revius of Shemen Nami Revius. Just as this Mincha has a standard Revius Ahin of wine, so too it has a standard Revius Ahin of oil. The Gemara proceeds with a related halacha of Rabbi Yechanan. If the carbon asham of a mitzayr was shechted for the sake of a different carbon, the carbon is kasher, but the owner's obligation was not fulfilled. And the carbon requires nesachim, because if the carbon asham would be brought without nesachim, it is possible, as Rashi explains, the asham ain't rola nedava. Since the carbon asham cannot be brought as a voluntary carbon, the asham mitzayr shalei lishmai is kasher only if it is brought properly with nesachim. And the Gemara cites a machlekes in other cases. Abaya holds in the previous case of Keves Haboa Mo'imer Sheshachta Shalei Lishmai Minchasa Kefula. If the carbon oil of the Omer was shechted Shalei Lishmai, it requires a mincha with a double amount of flour because Shem Iato Omerkin Paslasai. While Rava holds in the case of Keves Haboa Mo'imer Sheshachta Shalei Lishmai Minchasa Eini Kefula, if the carbon oil of the Omer that was shechted Shalei Lishmai, it does not require a mincha with a double amount of flour because Hanach Eilis Ninu, Ilichazu La'ilis Cheva Karval Eilis Nadava. This is a carbon oila that can be brought as a voluntary carbon. Therefore, the oila shalei lishmai becomes an oila nedava, which does not require a double mincha. But an asham cannot become a carbon nedava.